and welcome to the November 2024 episode of In the Distance Oblivious Playlist Podcast. I'm with the one and only allergy-ridden Big Al Hammond.
And I'm with the warm and blanketed Phoebe Fowler. Every month, we pick 11 songs of pretty much any genre or any time period that we put into a changing Spotify playlist. This podcast is an actual recording of our odd and ritual-filled ceremony that we go through each month to select those songs.
Our podcast is never intended to be overly professional. It's pretty much unscripted, just two random people sitting around talking about music, and while we often like,
but sometimes dislike,
each other's music tastes.
So welcome to November. It's fall, Phoebe.
It's fall.
Fall
the
is upon us.
The leaves are falling. The weather is chill. It's fall.
Did you make that up, or was that?
I made it up on the spot.
That was really good.
Thank you.
That was really beautiful. Maybe you can submit that for December's playlist.
Maybe I won't.
we've had a good month. I don't think anything's terribly new. What's new? Have we done anything?
I don't know. Did we go anywhere? Did we do anything? Who did we see?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
It's gotten
colder.
We've
kind of just like hung around and, you know.
Yeah. And, you know.
Enjoy the cozy indoors.
That's kind of what, the cooler weather brings. Do you want to make any comments about your submissions, about my submissions?
This month, I don't think either of ours are ones to be super excited about. That's what I think.
I don't disagree. Yeah. I found ones of yours that I liked a good bit, and I have no problem. I didn't dislike any of yours, but I don't know that the majority of yours really excited me.
And I
would
kind
of say the same thing about mine.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, I think there's a few of mine that I think are really quite good. And then some that kind of...
You know, some months are better than others.
Some months are better than others.
It's a little lean this month.
I'm
wondering what has changed.
Yeah. Have we run out of good music? I doubt it.
Nah.
There's plenty of good music out there.
Yep.
Would you like to make a prediction?
I think I'm going to get 7 right.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're going to get 8 right.
Interesting. So, listeners, you may remember last month, I won the Crown of Lamar.
Yes, you did.
But only as a tie.
Correct.
So, therefore, you control the squirrely ball of confusion.
That is correct.
Meaning that if there's a tie, you will win this month.
Yep.
I'm predicting 8-8.
All right.
Yeah. I don't see either one of us getting everything right by any means, but I see... It's one of those months that I sort of see there being 5 good songs for both of us.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're going to agree
on
a
5.
Lot of those.
Right.
Now, but maybe not.
I also struggled with a couple because I pretty much had the same feelings about them.
Mm-hmm.
And they kind of rated the same for me.
Okay.
So it'll be interesting to see if those align with your 5 for mine and yours.
There's one of yours that I just changed my pick on. And I did that because I think... we'll get into that later.
Yeah, we'll see.
Anyway, but yeah, you're saying 8-7 for me. I'm saying 8-8, and therefore you will win.
Yeah, I'm saying I'm going to get 7, you're going to get 8.
Correct.
Yeah.
We're also thinking about doing a new feature this month in which we will each bring back a song from the past that we individually feel like deserves some greater recognition, but we feel like maybe the other person might disagree on. And that'll be interesting to talk about. And maybe that'll be interesting, and maybe it won't be interesting at all, and we'll never do it again. But we're going to do that at some point later in the show. So is there anything else we have done, we've talked about, we want to talk about, what's coming up?
I can think of something.
What?
Big Al Heyman's birthday.
Ooh.
Coming next month.
Ooh.
The famous yes. November.
Yes. Yes. Yes, there is a birthday coming up. Yeah, that'll be fun.
Yeah. It'll bring some nice cheer to darker days and colder weather.
We're talking about going away for the birthday celebration.
Yes.
I don't know that we've made any plans yet. Anyway, that's all I got to talk about.
Yeah, that's it for me.
That's a good one.
We can talk about music, maybe.
Isn't that what we do anyway?
That was the point.
Oh, I see. So we'll be doing that.
Segueing badly into talking about music.
Okay. Yeah, so as always, we come into this having submitted 10 songs to each other earlier this month. You can find the links to those submissions in our show notes. Now we're going to take turns narrowing those 20 songs down, first to 10, and then eventually to the 11 songs that will become our finished playlist. And Phoebe is going to start off our ceremony this month, I believe, by picking one of my songs.
Get ready.
We're listening to Floating Action. The song is To Connect. It's from their self-titled 2009 album. Why'd you pick this one?
I like it.
Mm-hmm.
That's why. That wasn't already obvious.
That's scintillating commentary. Man, that's hard hitting. That really, that cuts right through the bullshit, right into
investigative journalism, right. 2024.
Exactly.
honestly, it's the way it sounds, the music itself, like that, is that slide guitar in the background, mm-hmm. whatever that is, his voice, it sounds like a very particular soothing note in my brain.
Uh-huh.
That's why. It aesthetically is the wrong word because it's not whatever the word is for things sounding wonderful to your ears.
Uh-huh.
And it's not even...
It falls into place in the right way.
Right. Yeah. It doesn't even necessarily have anything to do with, the lyrics, because I frankly mm-hmm. haven't paid attention to the lyrics or anything. It's just, it's incredibly soothing to my brain. I like it.
So they're from Black Mountain, North Carolina, outside of Asheville.
Okay.
They're founded by Seth Kaufman, and he's the band's sole lyricist, songwriter, recorder, producer, and also plays almost all of the music.
So he does it all.
He described Floating Action's sound as, quote, lo-fi Carolina funk.
I love that.
Which I think sort of
speaks
to what you're talking about,
yes.
right? No, I like this one too.
So that was the first pick.
That was number one.
All right, then you'll be picking one of my next.
That's the plan.
We're listening to Supposed to Make You Happy by Skylar Gudaz, Kate Rudy, and Libby Rodenbaugh, a single that they released in 2022.
This is so sweet.
Yay.
Yeah.
I'm glad. I thought you would like it.
Yeah. Yeah. That shouldn't be a surprise that I picked it. Yeah. The harmonies are nice. They seem interesting and sweet. The song is written by Tiff Tamirat, I saw.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Do you know where you found this one?
I found this one through... I believe it was... Oh, yeah. I know why. I know where I found it. Through Mandolin Orange.
Oh, interesting.
Because Kate Rudy has collaborated with Andrew Marlin of Mandolin Orange.
Interesting. Is she from North Carolina also? Do you know?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Cool.
I believe they are based in North Carolina.
All three of them?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Very cool.
Right?
Yeah, there's a nice video of them doing this together.
Ooh.
And they just seem exactly like you would think they would in a very good way.
That makes me happy.
Yeah.
I also neglected to mention that
yes.
I have something of a theme going on.
Oh,
this
do you
month.
Have a theme?
I do. Yes, yes. I want to see if you can guess what that theme is by the end.
Okay.
Right?
Okay. Huh. So I think now it's your turn to pick one of your songs.
Correct. This will be telling. We're listening to Olive by Sarah Marie Rory from her album Mother, released in 2021.
This is a good song.
Oh, I'm glad you like
it. Yeah, I like this a lot.
There are times I am very sure and confident, and then times where I'm like, oh, hope he likes it.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, no, this is one of my favorites of yours.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Yay.
Really first write songwriting, it's like it's really simple, but it's just smart and strong songwriting.
Yes. Agreed. And it's like it's one of those that it's sort of deceiving. It, when you listen to it initially, it just sounds like
there's not a lot to it.
Right. Yep. It sounds like there's not a lot going on, but
the more you listen to it.
Yeah.
There's a video of this, and I think this may have been what turned the corner for me for this one, of her doing this solo on a guitar.
Ugh.
And the guitar line, it's the same way. The guitar line is simple, but it's like perfectly played. It's actually not simple, but it's like, it's not overly complex.
Right.
But it's just like, there's something about her voice and the simplicity of everything that's going on. Really good video.
Her voice, it's textured almost. It's like a rich, textured, soulful voice.
There's depth to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I like this one a lot.
She's from Virginia.
Really? Do you know where?
Nope.
Okay. That narrows
it. I tried to stalk and it did not go well.
Right. That's fine.
But that made me very happy to learn.
Yeah. No, that's a good one.
All right. I think you're picking one of yours next.
I'm going to pick one of mine.
You ready?
Yeah. I apologize. It's happened again.
I honestly cannot be surprised by this one.
We're listening to Angie McMahon again. The song is just like North. It's a single released 3 months ago. This is Angie's 8th appearance. I thought it actually was 9, but it's only been 8. So I liked the song initially.
Mm-hmm.
It had popped up in my release radar, as Angie McMahon songs do. I like the feel of it. I like the mood of it. And I love her darkness, but also her positivity.
Yes.
She brings like this light to her music. But the lyrics. Mm-hmm. What do you think of this?
I like this one. I think I like the lyrics more than anything else going on in the song.
The lyrics are so nice.
Yeah. And I like Angie McMahon. I think it's not even like for you.
Yeah.
It's like a piece of your soul.
So,
it's at different levels.
I have to make a little speech here.
Okay.
Like, this is what music ought to bring us. This is what we need. We need some pain. We need some failure. We need the humility that this song is talking about. You know? If you get everything right, there's nothing else left.
Mm-hmm.
You need to fail sometimes. And you need, like, and, like, this speaks to my personal relationship with Angie. We need things we cannot have. You know? It, like, makes us human, right? Like, we need to see things and admire things that you're never going to get.
Yeah.
You know?
And you may not always understand.
Yeah.
You know? But
it
you
makes
still
us
appreciate
human.
It.
And being human is admitting sometimes that we're not going to get everything that we want. I think she's grown so much as a singer and as a writer since we first started listening to her.
I can definitely hear it in
the writing.
This
is, like, so fucking smart. And it's so wonderfully typical of what she as an artist is about, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I would also recommend that we start a new category for people who are indirectly connected to songs without actually playing on the Spotify track.
Okay.
Quoting Angie here. Just like North was written in a school of song sessions led by, wait for it, Courtney Marie Andrews, who prompted us to write a song based on a beautiful poem called You Can't Have It All by Barbara Ross. We've been playing it on tour lately because it holds to the theme of the album of trusting in the course of failure and rebirth. So that was number 4.
Correct.
I think you're next going to pick one of mine?
I'm picking one of yours.
Okay.
Sit tight.
The song is When You Get Back Home by Adam Remnant from the album Big Doors in 2024. Why'd you pick this wonderful song?
Everything.
Isn't it wonderful?
It's like, it's dark. His voice is haunting.
Yeah.
The mood. This is wonderful.
Do you remember my previous submission of his?
No, I was wondering why his name sounded familiar.
I completely, like, I thought, oh, here's a new artist I've never heard before. And then I went to look him up literally last night, and I was like, oh wait, I already know this dude. I've submitted him once before.
What was the other song?
Something about the Sunset Hotel.
Uh-huh. I could not place...
It's a good song.
His voice. Like, why he sounded familiar.
You know who he sounds like to me? Or maybe he doesn't sound like, but the vibe reminds me so much of the Felice brothers and Ian Felice.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Isn't it the same kind of, like...
Yeah. It's in that...
Good melodies, yep. Clever, smart, catchy,
right.
But also dark and quiet and moody,
mm-hmm.
And in a fog.
When you think about it, we're going to get to a point where we're going to have so many songs and different artists in our playlist.
I can easily see us, submitting a song that has actually already been in the playlist.
Right. Like,
it's
oh.
It's like, oh, wait, what?
No, but when the song initially came on, the mood of it a little bit and sort of the music in the background kind of reminded me of Herringbone. Department
oh,
of Eagles.
Interesting, yeah.
And I'm like, sometimes I'll hear these mashups in my head.
Uh-huh. Right.
And I can, like, I know it's this song, but I hear the start of another song, like, blending into
or
it.
Or it's like, wouldn't it be cool if artist X covered song Y?
I would love to hear that.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I like this a lot. This was a good find. Second find.
A re-find.
All right.
That was the halfway point.
That
right?
was the halfway point,
and
indeed.
Next, I'm supposed to pick one of yours? Is that what happens?
Yes,
is
correct. You know what I ask for every now and then?
For me to pick this song.
Just a little more time. By Keenan O'Mare is what we're listening to. It's an EP that he released in 2020. I take it you like this song.
You know, I didn't for a long time. I told you there was one I picked at the last minute.
This is that one?
Yeah.
Why? I'm curious.
I started liking it. You know, listeners, in case you're not aware of this, we vote on these, and we obviously pick our own favorites, but we also pick ones that Phoebe picks things that I'm going to like, or votes for things that I'm going to like,
mm-hmm.
and vice versa. I initially started liking this because I thought you would pick it, and I thought you would vote for it.
Right.
And whether or not that's true, I have no idea. But then the more I listened to it, the more I kind of got into it. And I kind of didn't really, it wasn't doing enough for me until it did.
Mm-hmm.
And then once it did, it did.
Sometimes it clicks, and then sometimes it doesn't,
exactly,
right?
Exactly. What do you think of it? Do you like it? Are you, like, in love with it? Was I totally off base?
I like it a lot. It's kind of that Daniel Johnson effect where it's incredibly simple.
Yeah.
Almost to a point of being too simple.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But I really, really like it.
Yeah.
And that's also kind of why I like it.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least
mm-hmm.
it sounds really simple. And his voice for me.
That was six.
That was six. So
I'm
picking
pick
one of mine
you're
next
one of yours.
For number seven. The last pick I can make of my own songs. I decided to go with Caterpillar by Julie O'Dell from her album Autumn Eve that's released in 2022.
And listeners, we both submitted this exact same song
we
to
did.
The playlist.
That hasn't happened in a while.
The rules stipulate that we take turns in this, but one of us is allowed to either reselect one of our songs or make the other one reselect one
right.
of their songs.
And do we have a name for that?
If we do, I've forgotten it,
mm-hmm.
which is not interesting podcast fodder. But no, I love this
clarification.
Song.
Yeah. I mean, obviously you like it because you also submitted this song.
Right. Neither one of us must think too badly of it.
It's textured. I love her voice.
This is another one that it sort of starts off kind of simple, but then gets way more interesting. Yeah, I don't know that I like the beginning of it, but she keeps doing it and keeps building on it. And
mm-hmm.
it, like, and then like the tempo change.
Yes.
Where she like kicks it up.
Yeah, that's like, that's good stuff. Yeah, there were a few of yours, you know, like, this is going to sound nitpicky. There was a few of yours that I just wanted to be more and wanted to do something else. And this starts out that way, but then it does something else.
It does something else,
you know,
it does,
it succeeds.
Well, that's kind of what the playlist is about. We're just being nitpicky about music.
Right.
Bunch of fucking
just
assholes
jumping in each other's shit.
About music that we can't make ourselves.
About music that we can't make, and, but we still like, but we still feel the need to bitch about. Yes. Thank you.
Yes. I wouldn't want to do it with anybody else.
Exactly.
You know?
Right. That's why we're here. That's why we're still doing this after 4.5 years or something.
All right, that'll lead us into number 8.
Me
so you'll be
me?
Picking one of your own songs. Think strategically there.
I always do. We're listening to Teeth by Tao and Mira from their self-titled album in 2021. They are Tao Nguyen and Mira Yantam Zeitlin.
That was a mouthful.
Thank you. I hope I didn't butcher either of those names.
You know,
bad.
You said it with confidence.
I did. That's the key. Say it like you mean it. Do you like this?
I do like this.
Yeah. This was a favorite of mine.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. This was
nice.
Yeah. And I think this was their only album together. I think they existed as singer-songwriters before this, made this album, split up. And I think they both still have active careers as solo people. There's a video of this doing this, like, it looks a little bit like a high-end strip mall, like, but it's lovely. And Tao is playing guitar, and Mira is, are you familiar with the term hambone?
What now?
Are you familiar with the term ham bone?
Ham bone.
Yes, I believe it's all one word. Ham bone is also called juba dance.
Okay.
And it's basically using slapping parts of your body.
Okay, yes, yes.
It's an African tradition, right?
Mm-hmm.
I believe it came from the Congo. It was an African-American plantation dance that was performed by slaves during their gatherings when rhythm instruments were not allowed due to fear of secret codes hidden in the drumming. But it became popular in the 50s because Bo Diddley had a song called Bo Diddley's Beat that featured hambone.
I have heard of that.
And
yes.
It was also a little bit popular like in the folk boom in the 50s and 60s when
I remember seeing live performances with people would do.
Yeah.
I didn't know that that was.
But anyway, that's what Mira
that.
Is doing
okay.
with the percussion thing. And,
okay.
and in the video,
that's what that is.
She's like, it's pretty fun to watch.
Nice. Yeah, I'd like to see it.
Yeah, I mean, this one's got a little.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It complements the hambo.
A little bit. Are you ready to pick number 9? You're going to pick one of mine.
Yeah, sure. I'm ready. Can we even be surprised?
Speaking of people who have been in the playlist a great deal, this is Keep Some Steady Friends Around by Bill Callahan from the album Resuscitate with an exclamation point from this year. This is his 7th appearance, keeping up with Angie, trying to. The original of this song was a Smog song from the 2001 release Rain on Lens, which is, I love that album title. That's a great album title.
That is a good name.
Have you heard the original?
No, I haven't.
I like this a good bit better.
Yeah.
It's a little bit sort of darker and smokier in a good way.
He does dark
and smoky,
very well. Moody, really, really well.
He has that voice that is that way anyway, and that's true on the original too. But
his style is also just—it just makes sense.
Yeah. And why did you pick this one as opposed to something else, other than that you like Bill Callahan a lot?
I just really, really like him.
Uh-huh.
I would love to see him play live.
It's not a bad reason. Yeah.
Right. Everything I've listened to by him, I really, really like.
And this is wonderfully typical of his stuff in that it's sort of repetitive and sort of simple, but also just compelling and interesting. And
it's deceivingly simple, though, you know.
Yeah.
I wonder how he writes his music.
I know, right?
Like, I just, I want to know everything.
Yeah, where does this strange, simple genius come from?
And like, when he decides to have a horn in the background, or turn the beat, or whatever he does, like, how does he make those decisions? Like, does he have something in his head that he's trying to get to as close as possible? Does that, is it time for bourbon already?
It is for me. I don't know about you, but
no, I'm taking it.
We're already at 9. I think I deserve a little more bourbon.
You've earned it.
Yeah.
No, it's something that I wonder about with not just him, but you know, anyone that we listen to.
Absolutely.
How do they craft a song?
Yeah, especially an artist like him, where it's like, it is minimal and poetic, and
poetic
slightly weird.
Mm-hmm.
And what constitutes enough? You know, like, how much do you put in before it becomes too much, and how much do you need to put in until it makes a statement for you?
I mean, it's, I think I read something. Was it last month that we had Beirut in the playlist?
Or
was
maybe
it the previous? I think it was last month. And I believe it was that Reddit AMA that he did. And somebody asked something similar, and he said, at least for him, he has the sound in his head that he tries to get as close to as possible. And the lyrics, he just says fucking nonsense, basically. And the lyrics are somewhat secondary. And it's just, even that is fascinating to me.
You know who has a similar approach to not songwriting, but to recording, is Steely Dan. That they would,
yeah, you're right.
They would have an idea in their head what a finished song sounded like, mm-hmm. and they kept crafting it, kept adding and subtracting musicians and lines and parts until it sounded like what was in their head.
I just can't help but think of how much you have to know about music in general to be able to do that, though. You know, it's not like, oh, I really like to play the guitar, and you just suddenly, because you like to play the guitar, you know all of these things and how to put all these instruments together well. Like, that's, it does not necessarily equate that.
Yeah.
But,
and part of it's hard work and practice and trial and error, but part of it's just fucking genius.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good stuff. That was 9.
That was 9.
I'm picking the last one.
You're picking one of mine for number 10. You ready? Oh, Big Al, oh, Big Al, where did you sleep last night?
In that bed right over there. That bed right there, right? Right here in the OML Studios in beautiful downtown Manchester, Richmond, Virginia.
If you say so. We're listening to Jake Blount, his song, Where Did You Sleep Last Night, from his album.
Is that why you asked me that?
2020. I take it that you do like this song.
I do like this song.
I wasn't sure, you know?
I kind of started out not liking it.
Mm-hmm.
It was felt a little predictable.
Yes.
But then, like, the more I listened to it, the more I kind of got into it. And he's like,
it kind of gets stuck in your head.
It gets stuck in your head, and he just seems like an interesting character. Like, he's somebody else that I would like to hang out with.
Agreed.
There's a really good video of him doing this basically the same way, only slower. That's very compelling to me.
This is as good a time as any.
Yes.
Do you know what my theme is?
Your theme is...
it's pretty straightforward.
Southern folkiness.
That's a really good guess.
Yes.
And if I didn't actually have a real theme was bullshitting, I would tell you that was the theme.
Okay. What was your actual theme?
Because last month, I had the most people that had previously been in the playlist.
These are all people that have not been in the playlist. I did notice that.
Yes.
And I had either 3 or 4 people that have been in,
mm-hmm.
and all of yours were first timers.
That was a goal this month.
Yeah. And I clearly fucked that theme up for you, Big Co.
No, it was my own personal theme.
I know. But my theme did not agree with your theme, but that's all right.
No, it's always good to. I like when we have themed playlists, but I also like when I submit people that haven't been in the playlist before.
Same,
you know?
Same.
Focusing a little bit more on that.
It's good finding new people that have not had the dubious honor of appearing in the distance oblivious playlist
podcast. Ah, what a pleasant tinkle.
Well, I think I can say with confidence that we've just chosen 10 great songs for the playlist for November.
I think we have 10 good songs, and I think we have 10 songs that go together pretty well.
I'd agree.
So far.
So at this point, we've picked our 10 songs, so now it's time to compare our ballots that we marked before the ceremony began to see how we did.
Player number one, who rotates each month, who in this case was Phoebe, will ring the chime of Thelonious, the number of rings corresponding to her correct number of picks.
Then, player number two, who's Big Al Hammond this month, will ring the chime in the same manner. Whoever has the most correct votes will then pick two songs.
These can either be songs that didn't get picked already from this playlist, or any other song, really.
And the loser in the voting will select one of those two songs for the final 11th pick.
In case of a tie, as we mentioned earlier, which does happen often, we have a tiebreaker. Our mascot signed foul ball from a Richmond Flying Squirrels game, aka the Squirrely Ball of Confusion, will decide any ties in the voting process.
Whoever holds said ball, which is now me, Phoebe, will thereby be pronounced the winner in case of a tie, and therefore, the Lord Protector of Frank. Thank you, Frank, who's also known as the Primate of All-Star Supremacy, for the following month.
So, Phoebe, you are up with the chime.
That was nine.
Nine.
In case that wasn't fucking clear.
Good work.
Right?
That was excellent.
I'm so surprised.
That was really good.
I seriously thought I was gonna get six.
I didn't think you were gonna get that many.
Oh my God, did we tie again?
We tied.
Two months in a row?
Two in a row.
Wow.
And I'm surprised either one of us got
impressive.
That many.
It's fucking cutthroat over here, okay?
I think it's what I mentioned earlier, that our picks were kind of, we each had five good ones.
Right.
and five
there,
that
might have been a little
like,
obvious. Right. I'll say even six good ones, you know?
But you carry on because
Yay,
of the Squirrely Ball of Confusion.
Because
you carry
of the
on.
Squirrely Ball of Confusion.
You are now the Lord Protector of Frank for the
Hooray.
Following month.
Happiness. Happiness all around. So as the winner of this month's playlist, and as the newly crowned Lord Protector of Frank, the two songs that I'm selecting for Big Al to pick from are Beautiful View by Hannah Georges and Putting on Airs by Aaron Ray. So, Al, what's our final pick going to be?
I did, in fact, select Beautiful View by Hannah Georges from her album I'd Be Lying If I Said I Didn't Care from 2023. You like this song?
I do.
Yeah.
So it's the sweet. Reason why I selected these two is because I wasn't sure which was my favorite of these two, so I let you decide.
I kind of didn't really like the other one that much.
Oh, yeah? Really?
Yeah. I don't mind it. It's fine, but it's one of those that... It just didn't do... It's a little too predictable for me.
Oh, that makes me sad.
Whereas
I really like that one.
I think this has a very nice sweetness. Do you know anything about her?
Nope. This is one of yours that I'd never heard of before.
I'd never heard of her either. I looked her up. She's won multiple Junos, the Canadian Grammys.
Yet, I've never heard of her.
In 2012, she was part of Kathleen Edwards' backup band.
Okay. Right? That's interesting.
So that's a Ooh. Cool thing. There's a sweet video of her doing this, you know, like in a living room or something, mm-hmm. just with a backup singer and her on guitar. It's very nice. And we have 11 good songs.
Yay. We did it.
Nicely done, baby. So we're going to take a little break here, and then we're going to come back and talk about a couple of songs from past playlists that we might not agree on.
Fisticuffs. So I think it's time for that segment we talked about,
yes.
Talking about songs that I liked that I don't think that you liked,
uh-huh.
right? I know you didn't like this one as much as I liked it, you know. I think you liked it, but I was saddened to learn.
This is a good one to talk
yeah,
about.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
we're listening to Peter Broderick's Let It Go.
Uh-huh. And tell me why you like it so much, other than that you just like it a lot. What about it?
I like his voice a lot. It sounds like really sweet and mm-hmm. contemplative and vulnerable.
I totally don't disagree with anything you're saying.
I like everything about it.
It's like,
I think it does enough for me.
Uh-huh.
It's not too one note. There's interest musically. I kind of just don't understand.
I know,
but
right?
As much as right. I do. Like, what are you thinking?
I don't know. Like, when I was a kid, I would listen to, like, my dad would listen to, like, the bad FM radio, you know? And I'm not,
God.
It's certainly not like that. But it's a little too easy, you know? I want it to have more intensity somehow.
I don't get it. No, you're wrong.
How is this intense that I'm missing?
It's not intense.
Right.
But every song does not have to be
intense. No, you're right.
Intense. And every song that you have liked has not been intense.
You're entirely correct.
You kidding me?
Intense may be the wrong word. But to me, it just sort of like, it's sweet. I get that it's sweet. I get that it has a little...
It's moody. Sweet, but it's like it's moody. There's a little bit of darkness going on.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Again, I don't hate this song at all, but I never quite got why you thought this was the greatest thing since sliced bread.
That's not what I'm saying here. I don't think it's the greatest thing since sliced bread.
Uh-huh.
I think it's much better made by the fact that you're wrong and you don't like it.
I love it. Right.
Okay. And look, this builds here too.
Sure,
like,
it's building.
Uh-huh. It is. Fucking asshole. It's all the makings.
Uh-huh.
Of a really good song.
Uh-huh.
And it's all of the makings of a song that you would like, but you just don't like
yeah.
it.
Yeah, yeah.
And I can kind of understand that, because there have been songs that you've submitted or whatever that I've submitted that it's like, oh, I should like this song. There are all these elements that I like, and yet I just dislike this song.
Yeah. Yeah. But I really don't dislike this song. I'm fine.
Okay.
Like, I enjoy listening to it. When it comes up in our all-time playlist, which we listen to a lot, I'm happy to hear it, but I think you have a much higher opinion of this song, and it's
well, someone's got to, damn it.
Exactly. Right.
I have to take this stance.
Right. Good for you.
Oh, man.
Yeah. It also, like, and I will give you the fact that this is not the arbiter of greatness.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing about this to me that sticks in my head. There's nothing about this that's memorable. There's nothing about this, like, if you ask me an hour from now what this song was, I would have no idea.
See, I can think of a lot of songs like that,
that's
though,
fair.
That you've
that's
submitted,
fair.
That I've submitted, that I'm like, I don't know
yeah.
what that is.
Right. No, you're not wrong.
And I get that. I mean, this is why music is so interesting. It is so subjective.
It's so subjective. And what appeals to you is wrong, but won't always appeal to me.
I heard you slip that in there.
I had to.
I can kind of understand where you're coming from, where it being easy, but for me, it does enough to avoid the trappings of doing something else for you.
Yeah. And I get that. And I appreciate that. I don't disagree with you, but I think it's doing it for you, but not really for me. Yep.
What's this saying? Damn, it was a really good saying. I can't think of, that's not helping me right now. But.
Oh, that saying. That's a great, I say that all the time.
Thank you. Different strokes for different folks, right?
Absolutely.
I think that's the saying. And no, I mean,
that,
I get
not
it.
Not only that, that was a great fucking sitcom. Different Strokes, remember that? The two little black kids?
No, what is it?
Different Strokes? You don't remember Different Strokes?
Nope, don't think
that
I've ever seen
it. That was the one the little annoyingly cute black kid was on. Different Strokes.
Nope.
Seriously?
No, Black Hole. No idea what you're talking about.
That line of conversation.
And I'm not just saying that because I'm upset that you don't like myself.
Yeah, this is fun. Like, I like
it. It is fun. I like, yeah, I like it.
And I don't know. I don't remember whether you like this song or not. I sort of think you didn't a lot. But what do you think of Tanya Davis' "Sad Secret"? Do you remember this one?
I do remember. Oh, you picked a good one.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Because I love this song, and I think if memory serves, you weren't crazy about it.
I'm not crazy about it.
Good. Well, that's why we're here.
I like her voice.
Mm-hmm.
I like the mood she's setting.
Uh-huh.
I find it just a little boring.
Uh-huh. You want it to do more?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I don't know. There's like this vulnerability in her voice that's very...
It's definitely like a...
It's both raw and sweet at the same time.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
I don't disagree that the song could go farther or somewhere else.
I kept thinking it was going to do more, and maybe I was judging it against that, expecting more.
Right.
And it never reached it for me.
It didn't get it for you. I keep meaning to go back and listen to her more, because every once in a while this will pop up, and I will just love hearing the song. And I want to see if there's other stuff of hers that I like as much that I have forgotten about. It's got that little banjo thing going on.
I do like the little banjo. Yeah. And it's so funny, like, there will be a whole bunch of elements that I like in a song, and I'm just like, yeah, if it's one, I'll listen to it, but...
Right. It doesn't ever go anywhere else.
You don't have any idea of where you found this, did you?
I can't remember where I found stuff last week, much less... I mean,
that's
this
fair.
Is like 2 or 3 years ago.
I asked that because it's come up on my own Discover Weekly or...
This song?
Mm-hmm. This song.
See, your Spotify appreciates good things.
They know that we're dating. That's
they
what
do.
They know.
They do.
Whether or not they know...
They know your boyfriend likes this shit.
Spotify wants us to remain together.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Spotify. We're doing our best.
No, like, the more I listen to it, I'm like, yeah, I like this song. This is a good song.
Uh-huh.
And yet I'm like, eh.
Right. Like... You like this song and yet, eh. Uh-huh.
And I love the lyrics.
Uh-huh.
It makes me focus more on the lyrics because everything else isn't doing enough for me. And that, I don't mean that to sound like a criticism, but.
I like the lyrics, but again, I keep going back to her voice. Her voice just has this, like, sweet little vulnerability.
There is
rawness.
There's something special in her
voice. And the
voice,
nice little harmony that goes on top of
it. I love a good harmony.
Yeah. No, it's good to agree to different. Agree to different strokes. You don't remember that sitcom?
I don't. We're gonna have to look this up.
It was like that little kid that was so annoying in like the 80s and 90s.
I keep thinking of, like, Steve Urkel, and that's not who you're thinking of.
You're not completely wrong. It was a smaller, more annoying kid.
There's, you know, like, her voice, I love it. And you're right, it has, like, that vulnerable rawness to it. There's something one note in the tone about her voice.
You're not wrong.
Maybe that's what's throwing me off about it.
Yeah.
And maybe if it did something a little bit different, maybe if it actually broke a little bit.
Or if the voice
went... It's like it's all in like one register or something, and she's kind of just like, I'm imagining someone, I don't know why this comes to mind, but an emo person sitting and droning on about their sad life.
Yeah, not in the same way, but
right.
with a sort of similar effect.
And I think of her in Higher Standards here.
Yeah, it's you want it to do something else.
Yeah, I want more from it. Especially with the lyrics being so good.
So that was fun. You know, I think we had a nice little chat about some agree to disagree things.
The gloves, you know, stayed on pretty much the whole time.
Well,
it did.
I
kind of expected things to get bloody.
There was no blood loss at all, which is good. So we're going to take another little break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about a couple of songs that didn't get into this month's
And
playlist.
This is when the gloves come off. So I think now, finally, is the time
to talk about
songs that didn't get in.
Now let's do
it.
Yay! It's our favorite part of the show.
Yeah. All right. What do you think of Over Again by Stick in the Wheel?
That's a good one to talk
about. Yes. Yeah. Thank you.
When I first heard it, I hated it.
Mm-hmm.
And
Same,
then as
actually.
I heard it more, I liked it. And I like it would come on and I would like, oh, this is kind of fun. And it definitely stuck in my head. And it definitely, like, I kind of like got into it.
Mm-hmm.
And this is like my own prejudice coming through here. It feels too much like I'm in 2011 and I'm listening to Morning Sunrise, Acoustic Sunrise on NRN, and Ann Williams is playing another Irish bullshit.
I didn't have that very unique experience.
Uh-huh. Yeah, to me, like, I did end up liking the song, and I at one point I was going to vote for it because I did really enjoy it, and then it slipped down a little bit or something else took its place.
I kind of had the exact same thing, minus the unique experience.
Minus the NRN thing,
Listened to it initially, and it was a Discover Weekly or something like a couple months ago. I was like, oh wow, I don't like that. Let's not listen to that again.
Right.
And for some reason, like, I think I had saved it or liked it or something, and I was going through like my recent saves or something, and it came up again. And I was like, oh, yeah, you know, kind of liked it. And I kind of had the same things. And I liked the rawness aspect, you know, to it a lot. And I did like the Irish folky thing going on.
It feels Irish in a good way.
Yes.
Unless you're me.
It's funny though, because out of the both, like, of the both of us, I think you've submitted the most Irish music here to the playlist.
I would dispute that.
Really?
But maybe. You've got some weird ass Irish shit in there too. And in a good way, and in stuff that is wonderful in the playlist.
I'm pushing
but
that
also,
Irish shit, y'all.
But also weird ass in the sense that it's less traditional, less predictably Irish.
Yes.
In a good way.
I like non-predictably Irish. No, that's a good one. I wanted to know your thoughts on that. But it's good to know that you don't hate them.
Oh, no, definitely not. And so I will preface this by saying I get why you didn't pick it. It's too fucking obvious. Would you like to get some goats?
Get some goats.
So this is Melissa Carper. Would you like to get some goats? And I feel guilty about this one. I feel like somebody's been downstairs tinkering in the ITDO lab, trying to come up with a song that's specifically designed for Phoebe. With you got goats, you got hot sauce, you got pies.
Yep.
You got goat noises.
You almost got me. Like, I almost fucking picked this song, and I was like, wait, come back to reality.
Right.
Let's let the logical brain take over for a second. Like, think about what happens if we pick this song. And I actually still think it's a good song. I like it.
I actually love it.
And it's like, it almost like jazzy, and it's
all
it's the
also
elements.
It's got a jazzy vibe.
Yeah.
It's got a Phoebe
I
jazz
love
vibe.
That jazzy shit.
Right? But why didn't you pick it? Just because it's so obvious?
Because it was too obvious, and there were other songs in here that I really wanted to get in over this one.
Fair.
If we have enough songs now, enough, if you want to call them reject songs, that we can make
a really good playlist.
A
of
really
songs
reject
that didn't get in.
Good song playlist, right?
Yep, I don't disagree. She's interesting. She's a bass player, stand up bass player.
Okay, I didn't know she was a bass
player.
And
also looks wonderfully nothing
like what you would expect her to look like. Mm-hmm. Like, I'll show you the video for this and you will like the song more because she's kind of a cool badass. Like, I like her.
So it's funny.
Yes.
This song has been in my fucking future playlist for like 6 months.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
I hadn't heard it until just recently.
And I kind of never submitted it just because
it's too obvious.
Where do you put this? Like, how do you, what playlist is happening?
Yeah.
But no, I was happy to see it again and it made me laugh.
Daddy's Country Gold. Uh-huh. That's the name of the album.
All right. I do want to know what you think of the Alec Olson, Someday I'll Get It.
Kind of the same thing we were talking about. Like, I like it. I like the mood.
Mm-hmm.
It just needed to be... It also needed to be longer.
Oh, I wanted it to be longer
I think that was my biggest
I can understand that.
I like what he's doing,
mm-hmm.
but it needs to go somewhere else, and it needs to be at least a minute longer.
Agreed.
Like, it feels like the janitor came in and turned off the lights, and, like, he's, like...
That is such a good analogy.
He unplugged the amp, and, like,
right.
we're...
Yeah, it's like you didn't get to finish hearing the rest of what that song should have been. And it's also like you're listening to it, you like it, you want it to do more, and it like, it's like, oh, it's about to happen right now. Bye. I'm done. Yeah, right, they walked off stage.
Yeah, just when it starts, just when it gets to the point where it's like, oh, here's where it gets interesting, we're done now. And I would love to know what you thought of My Favorite Picture of You by Guy Clark.
Okay, so... I like that song, and I like Guy Clark.
Yeah.
He's such a great songwriter. Yeah. I kind of thought that you were going to pick it at one time.
I put it in here. It's been kicking around in my playlist for months, and I was trying to get it in, and I didn't think I was going to pick it, and I didn't think you were going to pick it, and then I got to listening to it more. Mm-hmm. It's also really good songwriting.
It is.
It's just like the song paints a picture and holds the picture up. And I love how he has such admiration for her strength and her determination. Mm-hmm. Like that's where the sweetness comes from for me. There's also a really sweet video of this and he's telling the story of the song. And the story, of course, involves he and Townes Van Zandt sitting around drinking too much.
No, it's funny you say that because I was going to say he reminds me of Townes Van Zandt as in songwriting.
They were contemporaries.
Right, that buddies. Makes sense.
The two of them and Steve Earle and some other people hung out a lot and drank too much and wrote songs together. But in the video, like, the video starts with him holding up her picture. There again, it was like he was inspired to write this song based on another songwriter's idea of my favorite picture of you.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, oh, I already know the song. Like, and he didn't even have to write it. Like, once he saw that prompt of, like, my favorite picture of you, the song was already done.
See, that's amazing to me.
Yeah.
Oh, I just...
The video itself is like...
I get goosebumps when I hear stuff like that.
The video is sweetness.
Like, I love Guy Clark and Townes Van Zandt, all of them. I want, and it's like, it's kind of not fair, all right? I realize it's not fair to want this. I want Guy Clark, when I listen to his music, all of it is really good and it's touching. Maybe it's something in his voice, something in the very mellow, almost.
I know where you're coming from, I think. Yeah.
I need something a little bit more, something...
Or just, you want him to go a little somewhere further.
Yes.
Start here and then go a little further. Yeah.
He's here. I want him to go take an unexpected turn into darkness and then find his way back or something.
I hear what you're saying, and I agree with it. I think he's one of those people that, like, he starts here and it just kind of stays the same.
Yes.
I think his genius is in that painting of a picture.
Uh-huh.
Like, he's not necessarily great at starting here and building your interest musically. I think he's great at starting here and building your interest lyrically.
You have a point.
And the way he writes words.
Yes.
Rather than the way he does music.
And you out of everything, you cannot criticize this man's lyrical writing.
Yeah.
It's fucking beyond.
Yeah.
But it's like, you're right. Like, I need something more.
A little more musically.
Yeah, yeah. A little bit more mm-hmm. musically. Yeah. And, like, well I get said. That, like, a lot of his work is very, it's deceivingly simple in that. And a lot of it is just very simple. I mean, it's similar to some John Prine or Townes Van Zandt yeah. stuff that I listen to. That
has, but like, I a think similar, they were better musically.
I think so, yeah. Yes.
Uh-huh.
And it holds my attention more, I'd say.
Well said.
But when I want to find a beautifully written song, you go to Guy Clark. And he's fantastic at that.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I think we're in agreement on most of that stuff.
We are. Yeah. And the gloves are still on, man. Yeah,
I think we're in agreement on that we've had fun this month. We hope you listeners have had fun listening to us. You got anything else you need to say?
No. You know, it's funny. I wasn't really all that excited about this month's playlist, and yet I look at the songs that we selected here, and I'm like, oh wait, this is...
We got some good stuff.
I'm happy with it, yep. You know?
Likewise. I think we did the best with what we could do.
Well said. Thanks for listening. Both our Spotify playlist and our funny little podcast are updated and released around the first of each month. We're recorded every month in the warm and cozy hug of the OML Studios in downtown Manchester, Richmond, Virginia.
If you enjoy our podcast, please leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe to our finished ordered playlist on Spotify by searching for In the Distance Oblivious.
You can visit a podcast home on the internet at itdo.name, where you can find links to all of our playlist fun, our intro episode, as well as videos of a lot of songs that we've been talking about. Feel free to email us questions or suggestions at music@itdo.name.
Thanks to Gentleman Jack, Double Mellowed Tennessee Whiskey, for helping recording this month.
Our theme music is from Red Eye by E's Jammy Jams. Accordion music is by Andrew Huang. And we find a lot of great background music from Blue Dot Sessions. All of our music credits are listed in our show notes.
Thanks, Adam Remnant.
Thanks, Sarah Marie Rory.
Thanks, Carl.
Thanks, Joe.
And thanks, Frank.
Please keep listening and tell your friends.